Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Having a great time here with Captain Frank Lopresti, Mike Lum, talking about this fantastic organization. Grand raffle is on us. Tickets available now, and boy, we've been talking all about this amazing promotion. And 15 tickets gets you this beautiful Kershaw knife with the Rollo logo on the blade. $110 knife is what the value is for only spending $150. In Rollo tickets. So, again, a really, really cool opportunity. And Tim Baker standing by, and we're standing by to talk to you. If you want to join us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, best way to do it is give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is our phone number. Or you can send us a text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your name and your contact info when you send your text through, because we are giving away a couple of killer prizes, huh, Corey?
Dude, man, giving away a Kershaw knife and a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah.
So one lucky texter will win one, and one lucky caller will win the other.
The coin flip at the end of the show is going to decide who's going on board the Liberty for a full-day trip and who's got themselves a brand-new Kershaw Iridium.
I know. It's kind of cool, right?
Well, the phones have been very busy this morning. Same with the text. I wanted to read another fun text. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. My question is, does Captain Frank have any bucket list fishing trips that he hasn't done yet? If not, what is your most memorable trip that you have taken so far? Thanks for everything you guys do with the Rollo program. It's all about the future of fishing. I love it. Keep up the great work. From Rory in Lakeside.
Well, I would say the Amazon trips are way up there. Hard working trips to catch a big one, and I got outdid by my wife. She got a 26 pounder,
peacock bass,
and I never got a 20 pounder. I got a 19, but not a 20.
Wow.
And, let's see, you know, those El Salto, especially last year, that El Salto bass fishing was just so phenomenal. And one that I'm looking forward to, Rick can tell you more about it than I can, because he's told me about it, is fishing that redfish down in Louisiana.
You're going to, just because I know what Captain Frank likes, I mean, like we all like, chucking a lure and getting a bite, especially a hard bite like when you're bass fishing, and it is just, it's that. You guys are going to have such a good time with that. You know, it's cash and retrieve, big fish, close to home. I can't wait. We're all thinking about doing the exact same thing. You know, Frank was kind of inquiring about it, got us fired up, and Brandon and myself and a couple guys from the top, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to book a trip, and, you know, all the boys are going to go, and all of us kind of decided that's what we're going to do with our Christmas bonus money. We're all going to go fishing in Louisiana together.
How cool.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, there's a variety, right? You're fishing for redfish, but you're catching snook. You're catching maybe a largemouth bass even, right, in the same water?
When you launch out of the Venice Marina, there's like a giant row of tules that the water comes down on. You can go out to the ocean, and you can go up into freshwater. As soon as you come out of the marina, you could flip on a tule line in the same pocket of tules, and your jig could land, and you could hook a, you know, a four-pound largemouth, or the exact same spot could be a 20-pound red or a big black drum. I mean, not close. I mean, the same cast. You and your bud could cast together and hook a largemouth and a redfish, and they peel off in a different direction.
How crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That does sound like fun. What's the best time of the year?
You know, I'm naive. I've only been in July in the summertime, and it was spectacular. Talking to a bud, he told me his favorite time of year was April. So I don't know. I'll know more later. I'm naive to it, but I just know how much Captain Frank likes chucking a lure and having something bite it real hard on the way back, and I know he's going to like it an awful lot.
How cool, man.
Hey, well, a great text, and we appreciate it very much. Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Charlie? Charlie calling from La Mirada. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Frank. Great show this morning. Just wanted to give you kudos for taking on the Friends of Rollo and teaching kids how to fish. I recently, in the last couple of years, have been helping the Kanabi catch by my house here in La Mirada. We have a lake, and they stock it with catfish every year, and they bring out maybe 300 city, inner city kids and bring out the DFG with all the poles and the bait and the hooks. And it's just it's such a good feeling to teach a young kid and to see the smile on their face to get a picture with it when they catch their first fish. And I think what you guys are doing is awesome, and it will give obviously volumes of smile faces in the future. So thank you.
Well, that's great. You know, the California Fish and Wildlife has a program called Fishing in the City. That may be the people that came out and did that for you at that place, but it's key. It really, really is important to expose a lot of the kids, just like we do on the ocean, at the lakes and ponds that are in the various parks around Southern California. I'm glad they do it.
You know, it's just amazing how many kids, after going on a fishing trip, are so hooked that they want to do it over and over and over again, which means it takes up their time, it gives them something clean
and good to do. Or takes up their time from electronics and screens, right?
It gets them out of the house. It gets them out into nature. It also gives them the incentive to save money, to buy tackle, all kinds of things. So it just has so many pluses.
And it's amazing how many, and we don't realize, I mean, our whole life is the ocean and fishing and outdoors, but it's amazing how many live within 30 miles of the coastline, how many children, kids, that have never even seen the ocean or been on the ocean, you know? And like you mentioned earlier, Mike, to see the sea lions, which I could care less in my life if I ever see another one, but for the children, it's the most beautiful thing they've probably ever seen.
They love it. I mean, they absolutely love seeing any of the mammals that are out there. They're excited. The kids, the first time they ever saw one, they love it.
Still, one of the best things for the kids is watching that bait go into the bait tank.
Totally.
Loading bait. Absolutely. They just love that. They just can't wait to get their hands on. They want to pick up any one that hits the deck. They're dying to save its life.
So cool. Yeah.
We've had a lot of great texts come through. I want to remind you this portion of the show, while we're waiting for our catch reporters, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit has the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? I still can't believe this every time. I always need to reread it. They charge 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. If you need a bag of ice, they charge 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag, or you can spend $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You can get as many of those as you want before your fishing trip. That's half the price of most of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice for free when you do a 35-gallon fill. If you've got your skiff on the trailer, they have the cheapest gas, and they give you 100 pounds of ice before your fishing trip.
Crazy.
It's an absolute no-brainer. They have Kirkland products at lower prices in the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks and food for just 89 cents and so much more. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And Mike, did I hear you right? The conversation between you and Corey, that was the number one prize picked for last year's?
Yes, the very first person, of course. And Corey was the number two pick, and it was gone. He thought for sure he had that in the bag.
Well, how cool that somebody, again, for spending $10 on a Grand Raffle prize ticket is going to win $2,000 in fuel from Summit Gasoline.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to stop having that on the list because it is so popular.
That's a really cool one. Well, again, we sure appreciate that, and we'll be looking forward to the catch report coming up. In the meantime, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Regarding booking trips with Captain Rowell's Kids at Sea, how far in advance can we plan a trip? Do you do trips all time of year, summer and fall? Thanks for supporting, and thanks for this amazing organization. That's from Mark in La Quinta.
Go ahead, Frank.
Summer, fall, winter, we do it anytime. You know, you can actually do it with 2 weeks in advance, but we appreciate a few months in advance. Might add that when you get to the summer months, it becomes a little more difficult to get something on a, almost impossible on a Saturday, because that's a big day for that boat. And those boats offer discounts for our friends of Rollo Trips. So Saturdays, Sunday morning is a tough one. But weekdays are great during the summer, and even Sunday afternoon trips, okay? But, yeah, we'd like to have a couple months' notice so we can get you lined up with the right boat.
And it's as simple as going to RolloKids.org. It's very self-explanatory. You're going to send in a very short application. Howard Coolidge is going to call you, and you're going to have a conversation. And when it's over, you're going to say, that's impossible. How could that work
like
that? So it's as simple as we just said. There is no catch. There is no small print. That's how it works.
And again, it works because of all this money that gets raised from these things. So again, if you love the sounds of that like I do, just, man, please support this. It's a great cause. Whichever avenue you choose to do it, whether it just be like Frank said, it's tax time and you want to write a check, and or it's a donation of your gear, or specifically buying this promotion that you have going on today, the 15 tickets, calling Tim, get you...
Remember, 15 tickets, and you can put different names on them.
You're such a dog.
Poor Tim. Poor Tim. But I'll give you Tim's number while you're listening. Right, a poor guy. Tim's number is 951-264-7382, and giving away this $110 Kershaw for $150 worth of tickets purchased.
The MSRP on this knife was actually $107, okay. And then there's the cost of having it imprinted and shipping it out there, so it would probably cost more than that if we weren't doing it the way we are. But the folks at Kershaw that I work for are very, very generous when it comes to helping nonprofits, and I just recently got this logo on this knife, so I think we'll be able to do more of these into the future. But to get the knife, you get the 15 tickets, $150, and you're helping a bunch of kids go fishing. I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Complete win. And Tim's number again, 951-264-7382. What's crazy to me is what Kershaw offers, if you've got a Kershaw knife, you put it in an envelope, send it back for the price of shipping.
All Kershaw knives have a lifetime warranty, a limited lifetime warranty. Limited means if you use it as a screwdriver and break the tip off the blade, that's not going to be covered. But if there's anything defective about the knife, they will replace it forever. As long as you own the knife, there's no proof of purchase required. But what you were talking about, Corey, if your knife gets dull, you simply send it up to them in Oregon. They sharpen it back to its original sharpness, which is always like a razor. And if there's anything they notice on the knife while they're doing that, if there's something that needs to be replaced, they will update the knife. They'll fix the knife. They'll send it back to you. And the whole process typically takes less than 10 days.
That's crazy.
Awesome. I dig it. Hey, another place that we've been talking a whole lot about is Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They've got a complete deli. They've got beverages and boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with all the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com. And I just want to give a special accolades to Steve Pinard, another huge supporter of Captain Rollo's. I know he's on the board with you guys, and yet another person who just never says no to any idea that is thrown their way, whether it be use of venue, whether it be donation of tackle, funds, his time, a guy that's a huge supporter of Captain Rollo's.
Everything, and you could multiply it by two.
Yeah.
He is unbelievable how much help he gives us and how many kids benefit because of his generosity.
Pretty darn cool. Thanks, Steve. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting. It is time for the catch report, and we're going to head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. We got Marcos standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Good, man. Great. Marco, how are you?
Yeah, I've got to be on my best behavior this morning, apparently.
No, I heard his voice change.
Well, you know, aside from just booking out a bunch of charters and everything else, I'm doing good. You know, I'm very busy this week. Yeah, I'm good.
We're super busy taking time out of all these phone calls to call the show this morning.
Right, we appreciate you taking the time for us.
Very similar fish reports last couple weeks here. A little tougher on those 7-4 trips on the San Diego. They've been seeing some of those yellowtail, and the few yellowtail they have gone to, there's been some nice size ones in there. But they're not quite cooperating the same as a couple weeks before that, but they're going to keep going out. Some good bottom fishing mix in there when they're not catching yellowtail. Half day, the Seaforth is still out there. Really good bottom fishing. Lots of them, that's that deep water stuff, fishing, you know, 600 feet plus, and it's been consistent for quite a while now, so good fishing there. I don't have a lot of other stuff to report, unfortunately, here. We had a little wind earlier in the week, which kind of slowed things down, but weather's looking good again. Some really nice days here, so check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our schedule up there for those half days on the new Seaforth, and definitely double-check those. We've got some variations in the schedule coming up here with the vacation week starting there. So right now, during the week, it's a 8:30 departure. And we actually had someone show up for the 6 o'clock boat the other day, and, you know, they had to come back. So definitely double-check that. 7-4 is on the San Diego. We've got whale watching also. Like I said, we know this time of year a lot of people come into town visiting, and they may not want to do a fish trip, but just want to get out on the water and enjoy the great weather. And Legacy's got those whale watching trips there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come on down, visit us in person. Take a look around the tack shop. Grab a burrito next door and say hi, and we'll try to, you know, bring our heads up from doing all this extra work we're doing right now for the holiday season.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it very much. I think you've uploaded the boss. We're in good shape, buddy.
Thank you, Marco.
All right. Great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Oh, that's good times. And going from Marcos at Seaforth Sportfish, and we've got Mark, the man from Mark Wish from
Pacific Edge, our private motor buddy.
Well, only one place, Bolsa Chica Edge.
What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Mark. Hey, good morning. Yeah, there was like some weird phone thing, and I was on hold for like 5 minutes, and I called back and stayed again. Nothing ever came through, so then I heard Marcos, and I thought, I better try it again, you know?
Yeah,
so
we got you now, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, okay, so we got a world-class report for you, a little different, you know, but it's mid-December and officially almost winter, and it feels like it, and that cold, windy, lumpy, I don't care for it. And not a lot going on, like Marco just said there, that's for sure. You know, in terms of exotics, if you got lucky, you got a little window of, in the weather there, you could get a shot of a sea bass, a Santa Cruz, maybe that's about the only thing going on, unless you were brave enough to try Nick, and you get a few halibuts off the sand spit there. But basically, you know, it's just the cod, sheephead, whitefish, same stuff, nothing's changing. Squid everywhere, no game fish on it. And minimal reports this week. Nobody's fishing. Can't say as I blame them. So I thought, you know, listening to you guys last week, you know, Ricky and Brandon and Corey, and you guys were talking about that ling cod fishing up north and how much fun you were having with all those ling cods, and that got me thinking about ling cods because I love fishing those things down here. So I thought I would fit in a little share, a little local ling cod story with a little history thrown in for good measure here.
Okay.
So if we scroll back to like 1964, yeah, 64, my family had a little 19-foot Larson, a little cabin boat, a couple outboards on it, and we fished Catalina a lot. So we're fishing there off the east end, right where the seaplane ramp is, and catching these big giant barracudas that we used to have in those days on a streamlined dodger. You'll have to look it up, Ricky, to see what that is.
Yeah.
And so we're watching one of the seaplanes get ready to take off just outside of us. And he fires up the engines and starts taking off and gets just off the water, starts to make his turn into Long Beach, and the engine pops out of the starboard wing, and they spin around, hit the water. And so we ran out there as quick as we could. Everybody fortunately got off the wreck. We got four of the people and were able to run them into Avalon.
Wow.
And so then 35 years later about, we always fish marlin a lot in there tight to the slide. Sometimes they get in there pretty thick. And I always remembered that seaplane, and I knew somewhere that there was going to be a wreck. So I always watched my meter going up and down in there. And it's flat bottom, 50 fathoms or so, just absolutely no structure whatsoever. So one day I see a little scratch of hard bottom, a little bit of relief, big school of fish on it, and punched it in. It was Loran back then. And a couple months later, I thought, man, let's go check that thing out. Our first drop, my buddy John Anders, that does all that beautiful carpentry work, first drop, John hooks a good one, and it wound up being a 31-pound local wing, biggest one we've ever caught. Wow. Thing looks like it was had swallowed a basketball. It was full of eggs, so I just weighed it and let it go back to that little wreck. And but, yeah, 31 pounds local wing. That's a good one for down here. Yeah.
What a good story, Mark.
We'll take that for December.
Right?
I've got these friends. He's kind of queer for spots. He loves diving on spots. He wants to dive every spot there is in Southern California. And he's got all the gear to dive deep. I actually gave him the numbers for that, and they did dive it, and it is that seaplane. It's almost all gone except for the struts on the tail sticking up. But, yeah, it's kind of an interesting story.
Cool story, but
kind of fun stuff.
I like it, Mark.
So, Mark, let me ask you, though, with all this squid that is in the bite, California, does this typically lead to something cool or like January? Like, what are your sights on that?
You know, honestly, in years past, we get this squid everywhere scenario. I mean, it's obviously good to have the bait, and then, you know, the squid dies off, lays on the bottom, and, you know, eventually kind of rots away and turns into nutrients in the water. So, it's really good for the food chain. But in terms of seeing a correlation between all this squid and then really good fishing later, I can't see that I've seen that. You know, we got the squid everywhere right now, and, you know, guys are checking it, and I have not heard any reports of game fish on it. But, you know, we usually don't at this time of year. It's usually a little bit later.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. It's certainly a good sign, and there's definitely squid everywhere. I had friends that were over at Clemente a week ago, and they said the whole island is just ruined with squid. You can't hardly catch anything. There's so much bait there. Same thing in Catalina. Just tremendous amounts of squid. And a lot of it's a little smaller than normal, so the market for the seiners is getting plugged, and they're, markets are starting to shut down. They don't even want it, so then there won't be any seiner pressure on it, so then it's really going to mount up. So, yeah, it's great, and we'll see what happens, and every year's a little different. We'll see.
Signs of a healthy ocean.
Maybe finally we can eat some calamari at a cheaper price, right?
Hey, Mark, a great job. Sure appreciate the always fun here in the the little side when there's not a lot of action. And if you want to stay in touch with all the action going on, the best way to do that is through fishdope.com. You can save $30 with a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. And, Mark, if somebody wants to find you, install one of the best bait tanks in the whole world, how do we do it?
Ricky, we're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we might have to dig up another story for next week.
Right?
Hopefully there are stories, some wide-open wintertime yellows. But if not, we'll look forward to another great story. Mark, appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, got it. We'll see you guys.
Well, that was a good one for sure, and it was brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online booking system and your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com for your reservations today.
On that.
Yes.
Marilee Ekstrom is doing an amazing job over there.
Super cool.
That place is so clean, so well organized. She is just super.
And I think her and Tim are going to be on air soon, right? I think in the next couple weeks,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Tim's got things. It always used to be a nightmare when you'd try to get something out of that freezer. It's a huge, huge freezer.
Yeah.
And Tim's got it so well organized, it's just amazing.
It's amazing how streamlined it's become.
But, you know, back to what Mark Wish was saying, you know, that day could be coming that I've been talking about, Rick. You might have to get all new rods over there at the store, because I've talked to the bait man. Sardine is almost impossible to find.
What?
It's all anchovy.
Are you packing everything?
Yes.
Really?
All the way from Newport down to here, offshore, everywhere. They cannot find and sardines.
You're kidding me.
Wow. Anchovy mania. So much so that I told Trevin yesterday, hang on to your sardines. Wow. You may not get many.
They're missing Joe Machado right now. Yeah. Because I worked with Joe, and Joe knew the exact corners and the exact piece of the hard bottom that they would hang on.
Well...
Now you,
Joe Machado was absolutely phenomenal. You're right, but yeah. they are doing plenty of coverage, and they're even going to start flying to try and find the sardines.
Wow.
So, it's that day may be coming where you're going
to. You've talked about it for a lot of years.
You got a fly line and anchovy, and boy, are we going to see some sad faces.
Sure. I can't wait though. Think about the pluses that we do have, like. You know, in the old days when you were fishing a Newell 220, so you get the thing out here. Now you get to do the same thing with a Trinidad 12 or a 14.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually have some guts in the reel, a Tranks 400. We've got some.
Well, just think about the line.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you 65-pound braid is smaller than what we were fishing sure. with when we were fishing 20 and 25.
That green pin was still the hot
one. I love it.
Fly line.
Oh my goodness.
Bringing back gracious. Memories.
Glass. 8 and 9 foot, all fiberglass rods, so it doesn't fling your bait off.
Siloflex.
Okay.
Oh, Siloflex Magnum.
Bringing back memories. But there's two classes of anchovies. When you're talking like an offshore 5-inch anchovy that anybody can collar hook and flip out there, versus
two eyes and a wiggle,
or a 2.5-3 inch, like maybe hasn't eaten a lot, is super skinny, and
people just—I don't know how many people remember. We had would tell people to put 2 or 3 baits on a hook, and that was pinheads.
Yeah.
Anchovies that were 1.25 inches long, 1.5 inches long. It was. Those were, and we caught fish.
Yeah.
But, man, it's great. Nothing better for chum than chovy.
I bring it up. Think about what it does to the kelp line and half-day fishing and
calico bass.
Sprinkle a little bit of that anchovy out there, and it's a whole different world.
Oh,
man.
Jason on the dolphin, Fred Huber on the double.
You know, I used
begging
to,
for it.
They used to call me, I think, the bait Nazi or something worse than that. But, you know, and our long-range people are very spoiled because they haven't had to get up in the middle of the night the way they
sure.
used to. And that could be coming back where it's going to be us fishing mackerel and greenies and Spanish everywhere we can to have bait. Bigger bait to fish with.
Wow, man, you're bringing up.
You got my wheels just turning, Frank.
I can remember Loomis going all the way to Clarion with nothing but straight anchovies.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And you're lucky if it lives through the water changes down the line. Oh, my God.
We're
going to be right back on Let's Talk Cook Up. We're going to have more stories, maybe some more Chovy stories from Frank.
No more. That's it.
That's it? All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Love it.
Owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass folks. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tai is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Tutter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, we're having so much fun in studio just talking good stories. And not only that, but talking about taking kids fishing with friends of Rollo. And you want to join us, there's definitely an open line right now, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via the app. And I know there's a bunch of texts coming through, too.
Yeah, it's been a really fun morning. Lots of great phone calls, lots of great texts. And, you know, so many, it's almost hard to go through the texts because so many of them are the same thing. I love Rollo's. What a great organization. Keep up the hard work. And I hope you guys know how many people out there really do appreciate everything you do. That there's been an overwhelming amount of texts that are literally just that, short and to the point, and just saying thank you guys for everything you're doing.
Well, I know the guys are supporting us today because Tim is sending me nasty notes because he's very busy and doing quite well. So I think the promotion to buy 15 raffle tickets and get the free Kershaw knife has been a hit. We're here right before Christmas. I have a hunch there's going to be a lot of gift giving going on with this, but the kids win every single ticket that gets sold. So,
well, speaking of the Rollo trips, I had a great text from John in San Diego, and he said, for both Mike and for Frank, could you guys give us your most memorable experience so far while volunteering for Captain Rollo's, whether it be a show, a trip, or just a fun moment? That was from John in San Diego.
Frank, you told me a story a couple weeks ago that is probably in your head, and if you can change the language just a little, I think you can tell the story.
I love it.
Well, I thought I've told the story on Let's Talk Hookup before, but I went on a trip, and it was with Father Joe's, is it?
Okay.
And it was Father Joe's kids, and most of the kids were between 15 and 17, like that, and there was this one girl that caught my attention because, you know, she had a real interesting vocabulary using the F word. And you know, it just caught my attention. But well, the best part of it was we were heading back and she went, "Oh, F! I completely forgot about my cell phone. God Almighty, I got to do this fishing more often." And she didn't say God Almighty. She only had one big word. But it was just really got me that, you know, for 3 hours there while we were fishing, she didn't even think about that phone, that piece of crap that we have to hold all the time. And, you know, she was just amazing. She couldn't believe it.
How cool is that? And Father Joe Carroll.
Is that the story you're referring to?
Yeah, that was it, actually.
How about you, Mike? What's been your favorite? I mean, I know you can't, you know, be put on the spot is really tough.
There's so many of them. But to me, this is what I remember most. The kids get intrigued by things that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. Frank mentioned earlier, you know, the bait in the bait tank. We're so accustomed to it, if we look in there, is to see what the bait the quality of the bait or the size of the bait is, not these kids. They could spend the entire time playing in the bait tank. Mm-hmm. They love it. Mm-hmm. They absolutely love it.
And then getting to feed the seagulls are the ones that hit the deck.
And here's the thing that I think is really important, and I can personally relate to this. Years after the trip, they'll tell you what they had for lunch. They can remember the smell of everything on the boat. But they probably won't tell you what they caught.
Right.
Because it is important, but it is certainly not as important as all the other experiences that they have that day.
Yeah.
They'll remember the shorebirds. They'll remember throwing a sardine up and having a bird take it out of the air. They'll remember the starfish the first time they ever saw one, or a dolphin or a whale or a sea lion. And then ask them, well, what did you catch? Well, they caught some fish, but they really, it's not as important to them as the experience.
And it keeps going that way, because I know with our long-range customers, I would say 8 out of 10 will tell you the camaraderie is more important than the fishing.
Absolutely.
And that, I mean, it's the same thing with the kids. So
it's my favorite part about working there is in the morning, seeing everybody line up for their trip, and it's, you know, it's buds you haven't seen since last year, but you spend time together on the water, and it's like-minded people, and it's the best part about getting to work where I work is nobody comes into that store in a bad mood. You're going fishing. You're not having to pay a tax bill. You're not having to, you know, drop some, you know, electric bill off. You're going fishing with your buds.
And you know, Rick, I go
the best place in the world.
I'm in your store a lot for various reasons throughout the year, but when I go on that 10-day on the RP with the Harold Davis Group, the day I'm there to go on that trip, it's like I'm in a completely different place than I'm in there all year long.
Totally.
And I understand exactly
the chatter that goes on outside is just amazing.
It's electric. I love it. I had a really fun text come through that I thought was great, and you know, you had earlier mentioned that there's a lot of avenues that people can support Captain Rallo's, and this is one that I wasn't aware of and I thought was awesome, and it's from a great friend of ours, Alex in San Carlos. It's a little long text. It says, good morning, gentlemen. I was a Rady's kid back in the late 90s. There was an organization that took a bunch of us oncology kids out for a half-day trip on the Qualifier 105.
Wow.
I've always wondered if that was the Rallo organization. Also, my work lets us donate every pay period to an organization of our choice, and they match 70%. So I got a group of my fishing buds at work to donate as well. It was super easy. They just need the tax ID on Rallo's website. I highly encourage everyone to see if their work offers a similar program. Love everything you guys do, Alex and Sam.
How cool is that?
That's great. Really idea.
Yeah,
really,
awesome.
Really good.
I've had the opportunity to meet Alex. Super cool guy, and he probably can't tell you where he works, but I can tell you because I saw my work, and that's Costco.
Oh, cool is
so
that?
How cool to know that you're local. I mean, we all have local stores and whatever, you know. You support everybody, but to know that they're doing that, doesn't that touch you? I mean,
Costco is just amazing.
Yeah.
That place blows me away.
Right?
It really does.
That's so cool of Alex. Alex is a super, super cool guy.
Yep, no doubt, man. Yeah. And a big supporter of great things like that, and a great text. And yet again, another great avenue to send out kids fishing. Go ahead.
Spend your $150 right now. I mean, come on. $150. Call Tim Baker right now. 951-264-7382. Giving away, it's $110 value with the Rallo logo on the Kershaw knife. And if you're listening to this via the app and it's a Monday, Tuesday, how long will this offer be valid for the Kershaw knife and calling Tim for the $150 worth of
raffle? We did not put a time limit on it.
Until the knives are gone.
And and he just sent me a text just this moment I was reading, and he's been really busy this morning, and he's got a lot of calls to make to call back. By the way, if you call and he doesn't pick up, just leave your name and phone number.
Sure. Keep it short.
Yeah. Just all he needs is a name and phone number so he can understand it. Don't say it so fast.
That's the worst part.
He'll get back. By the way, you can also send him an email if you prefer. win@rallokids.org. Just send him a note. And the same thing. You don't need to explain it. Just tell him that you just need your name and phone number. He'll call you back. It's win@rallokids.org, and he'll get to those as well. But remember what I said earlier. We are now selling as many raffle tickets throughout the week, the following week, as we will today and tomorrow. So So with Christmas approaching, I would call today and get your name on there, and then he'll call you back and get the tickets. And if you, by the way, Tim just reminded me of this. We talked about it earlier. This is the end of the year, so there are a lot of people trying to make year-end tax donations. You can do that any way you would like. All that information is at rollokids.org. That's our website, and you'll see the link there to donations. And we have a lot of that going on this time of the year. So
we just got a text on the show from Bob Fletcher. Bob Fletcher just donated and called in for.
Oh, wonderful!
How cool is that? Thank good
you.
Old Dart.
Thanks, Dart.
Thank you, Bobby.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
I had a fun text come through from Kayla. And, Frank, I knew that this one would make you smile because you mentioned on the show how much you enjoy having ladies going fishing on board the Royal Polaris. And it's from Kayla and says, Frank, I want to know what the biggest fish that a lady has caught in her late 30s on your boat. I'm trying to decide where I need to set the bar for my next fishing trip. And also hoping you could share a story of a lady angler going fishing on board the Royal Polaris.
Oh, there's plenty of stories about ladies. First of all, the ladies... we have so many ladies now that are really good fishermen. I mean, they're really good. But the best part is ladies that are coming on for their first trip and feel somewhat, you know, a little scared, timid.
Yeah.
And the best part is that they listen to the seminar, whereas the guys, you know, oh, I've done this since I was a kid, you know, and all this stuff. And it's amazing how often the gals outfish the guys. It really is. And as far as my, what is the biggest fish? I don't know their exact ages, but we've had ladies catch fish over 300 pounds.
That's awesome.
And even my wife, she had two that I thought were going to go over 300 pounds, and I told her not to even worry about it. This was before I'd ever even dated her. She had when we got to the dock, we didn't weigh on the boat then, but one weighed 297, the other one weighed 295.
No!
And you know what?
On the dock.
On the dock.
The dock, yeah.
And you know, to Kathy it matters, but to me it doesn't matter a bit, you know? I mean, 297, come on, what's the difference between that and the 302?
Absolutely.
I know, 5 pounds.
Yeah, but mackerel.
Yeah. So, you know, when you talk about the biggest fish for a 30-year-old or whatever, I think you have to go 300 or better.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Kayla, you got your work cut out for you. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it. How about Jim? Jim calling from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Several years back, we took a group of kids on the Dolphin with the organization. And I got to mention Howard walked me through the deal, and it was like put together perfect. I mean, he is so thorough on organizing these trips. But the other thing I want to mention is the day we went, it was particularly rough, and seasickness can be a problem. And we had all the drinks and the different kind of remedies and everything, but it was pretty rough, and I had suggested, we were on the Dolphin, and I had suggested, hey, we'll stay inside, you know, fish in the bay there at San Diego, and I had organized this with another guy, and he was, no, we're going outside, but anyway, we should have stayed inside, and I know you can catch a lot of fish, you know, fishing in the bay on the Dolphin. So, but anyway, I just want to mention how well organized Howard had me put together on that trip. And, you know, the kids, quite a few got seasick, I'll be honest. But they hung right in there. You know, they're young. And we did come in at the end and fish in the bay. And I just might make that suggestion. I don't know if that's worthwhile or what, but. If it's rough,
well, Jim,
you might want to look into
such
that.
A good trip and got the kids out there on the boat. Appreciate it very much. Had another fun text come through. Said, good morning, guys. Love the show. Great to hear you guys. I wonder if you know how big you are in the building community. There's always a Let's Talk Hookup playing on every job site I seem to go to on the weekends. My question is, are you guys going to be at any of the upcoming shows, Hall Show, PCS Show, et cetera, and is there any show specials we should be looking forward to?
Ooh.
Well, we're going to be at the PCS show. That show has grown into a really, really great event for the Rollo organization, and so we'll definitely be there. We got a lot of irons in the fire. We'll definitely have some fun additional raffles and opportunities, of course. The Spin-to-Win Wheel will be there, and our staff of volunteers will be there, and led by the famous Tony G. He will be there with his orange whatever on. And
high energy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The guy's hard to keep up with. Anyway, we will be there. We also have signed up to do the show that's up in Ventura, which is going to be in May. That's a three-day show that this year, 2024, was their first year. So we're going to go up and give that a try. And then, of course, we'll be at the Day at the Dock in a very big way. That's where we do our used tackle sale and we do the Spin to Win. And those are the shows that we have at the moment lined up.
I also saw a text, and I forget the name, so forgive me, but it was about the grand raffle and having to be present. Do they have to be present?
No, absolutely not. No, they do not have to be okay. present to win just about anything we do, unless it's something that we're giving away at an event, like, yeah. You know, that's rarely happened. So, no, the answer is you don't.
Perfect.
Tim does a good job letting you know.
A quick follow-up to the sale was a text from Brian in Harupa Valley. He says, besides rods and reels, can we donate jigs, tackle bags, et cetera? Are you guys looking for accessories as well or just rods and reels?
No, absolutely. Any tackle, some of the stuff we get is amazing. I mean, we get entire tackle boxes donated that have been in someone's garage for 25 years and they haven't even opened it. It's fascinating sometimes to see what's in there. But anything that is in decent condition, you know, every once in a while someone will donate a two-piece spinning rod missing three guides and the reel seats frozen. It's like, we don't need that one particularly, but we'll be happy to take anything you want to give us, and we turn it into money.
And I can confirm, because Captain Frank Lopresti walked through the tackle store just the other day with two tackle boxes full of gear that are going to end up right there. And there was great stuff in them, very usable, you know, jigs and hooks and sinkers and everything else that all of us would use. And that's going to end up on sale on the display table at the Big Day at the Dock show. And someone's going to get a killer deal, you know, on all of that gear.
Well, not only does Howard do a great job coordinating the trips and all that, but he's also in charge of taking all the used tackle. We transport it up to him. And that's what he does in any spare time he has during the year, is he goes through and sorts it and mixes it and matches it and makes up bags of assortments. So it's a year-long process that all ends at Day at the Docks each year. It's great.
I told Frank that I will be the assessor of all of the old surface iron, and then all that comes through for assessment, and then,
Brandon claimed that.
He claimed it also,
you
yeah.
Know what? You know what, you guys, from now on, I will put a value on those things.
That's probably smart.
You know, I have noticed over the last 10 years, there's a bunch of jig experts in the world. Right?
Well, we don't have a ton of time, but let's try and sneak another phone call in there, Corey.
Oh, let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance.
Hey, Mike. Looks like we might have lost Mike there. Well, again, give us the rundown one more time with if somebody wants to participate on this awesome opportunity that we have right now.
Mike's good.
How do we do that?
Well, this is, again,
that phone call down.
We're selling the annual raffle tickets, the grand raffle tickets. If you buy 15 of them today or this week, Tim Baker will sell you the 15 tickets with different names on them if you'd like.
Here.
And then he's going to send you one of these really nice Kershaw folding knives with the Rollo logo on it that they were nice enough to put together for us. And so it's a great value. $150, you get the knife with a lifetime warranty and lifetime sharpening. You get 15 raffle tickets for the drawing, which will take place at Day at the Docks. And you're going to be helping us take two more kids fishing. Every package is two more kids.
I love it. So. There was one text that I wanted to read that I'm curious to, and Frank, you almost alluded to a little bit of it. It says, good morning, gents. Frank, my question is, have you ever hired a kid on any of your various boats that has been a Friends of Rollo participant that's then turned into becoming a crew member for his work? It's from Daniel in Santa Barbara.
No, I have not hired a kid, but I have had so many kids that are, well, they're not kids anymore, but guys that are like 18, 20, 22 years old that told me their first fishing trip was on a friend's Arola trip.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
so I have not, but, you know, there's a lot of stories of crew members that started as kids.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
literally 6, 7, 8 years old, you know, started fishing. And there's plenty of those kind of stories.
Well, that's definitely good times. We're running short on time, Frank. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. We're going to find out who's won this Kershaw knife and the full day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let's talk candidly about long range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Frank's got the honors of flipping the coin, and the coin flip will be the Liberty trip.
Yeah.
And it goes to, is that a caller?
Caller,
and our caller today, John from Escondido, wins a full-day trip on the Liberty. So the Kershaw knife.
Going to John in San Diego. A couple of Johns winning. Congratulations, guys. Appreciate it. Frank, Mike, can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time to hang with us. One more time, give us a phone number if somebody wants to participate. Donate to Rollo and especially get in on this great Grand Raffle prize.
951-264-7382.
And Corey's holding that up to our live audience there for that Grand Raffle prize. Again, Mike, Tim is standing by, taking the phone calls. If he left a message, if you get through, leave a message, he will call you back.
That's exactly right. And he will get to you. Don't think he's ignoring you. He's just got a lot of people in line.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, appreciate it very much, you guys. Frank, thank you so much for taking the time. Mike, same. It was a great show, and I just wish continued success for Captain Rawls. And we appreciate you listening. Tomorrow morning, another great show. Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Built Reels going to be joining us. Eric's